What would you call a lot of old, worthless things that you're just about to throw away?
Well, present day, a lot of people call them antiques, but more or less, you can't call them trash or worn-out pieces.
Okay. And what would you call a room that you used to store odds and ends in?
Closet, maybe.
Would you ever have call it a special kind of closet?
Well, I own a storage closet.
And talking about daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning? She just...
starts preparing meals, first thing, I guess.
Well, just talking about...
after mealtime.
General housework, work, like, you know, getting the place all...
make
nice,
bed, first thing, I guess.
Stuff. But what's the general name, you know, for picking up after people
and housework,
all this
maybe?
Stuff? Yeah, she's got to... do what?
We got to clean up, maybe.
And what do you sweep with?
Well, at the present time, we use a vacuum cleaner.
But if the floor was wood?
Oh, we have a broom. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're homemade, sometimes they're bought. I have seen them anyway, homemade. The broom straw they get, the broom straw they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I've been out over in South Carolina not too long ago, and somebody had on the highway, and lots of them had it made. Sell them.
Huh. Okay. Years ago on Monday, women usually did... what was the housework that women usually did?
That was known as a wash day.
Right. And what did they do to it?
Well, they had to wash it, scrub it, so forth, mm-hmm. they call it.
And how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Well, some people call it stairs, some call it steps.
And what do you usually
say? Oh, you have to motivate you. You have to, your own power. You got to walk up.
Right. Well, what do you usually call them?
Well, stairs or steps. Mm-hmm. Some of them call them staircase even.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all I believe I've ever heard to call them.
And let's see. And what do you call the, what do you call that outside, right out there?
You mean the exterior of the house?
What's right out there that's fenced in?
Oh, porch?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And,
you had your hand high. I thought you went up a little high.
I'm sorry. Well, what would you call a porch that was upstairs? Would you call it anything different?
Called a balcony, upstairs? I believe.
And how about one that maybe was at the back of the house? Did you ever call it anything different?
Nothing but the porch, back porch, front porch, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Would it make any difference?
I've heard some of the old people way back called it a veranda.
What, in the back?
Front.
Oh, in the front.
So where are you going to meet today? Well, meet on the front veranda or something like that.
I see.
I don't know where they got that word, but that was, I've heard them say that.
And does it make any difference if a porch has a roof as to what it's called?
Well, yeah, a porch has a roof on it. It's a porch, and with the outer roof is a patio, more or less. I don't know what they call it way back in my early days, but that's what I call it now.
Okay. And if a door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to the door?
Shut it or close it.
And what do you call the boards that are on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Weather boarding. A ship lap, or someone, they have two or three different names for it.
Okay. Every day I take my car and into town.
Drive into town.
Okay.
Some people say motor into town.
Yesterday, I into town.
Shopped in town, right?
No, we're doing the same word.
Oh.
Yesterday, I into town.
Traveled into town?
Well, you just said that every day I take my car and drive into town.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I...
walked?
No, the same word. The same word.
Well, let's see, now let's go back a minute. I said
you said that every day I take my car and...